You're listening to a podcast from 702.
And in our relationship slot, we do this every Friday at 11 o'clock. This week, we look at the roots that might be toxic and hard to get out of once you've decided to leave a relationship. Breakup sex. I was looking at research by sex therapists that's showing that breakup sex, these are some therapists who think breakup sex is a great way to celebrate everything good in a relationship and to find closure before moving on to someone else. And there's a quote that I saw from an article in Psychology Today, and it says, "It's like the day before a diet. Tomorrow I'll start, but today I'm going to enjoy one last order of chicken wings." And you're going to enjoy those chicken wings, eh? So the reason breakup sex feels so hot in the moment apparently has to do with also a part of our brain that is responsible for making logical decisions. But I mean, breakup sex means something different for everyone. And I wonder what it means for you. So why don't you give me a call on 011-883-0702. No judgments. We don't judge each other here. You can give us your experience. Have you tried breakup sex? Did you do it? Did you not? Did it work for you? Did it not work for you? Was it a good idea? I tweeted that this is a conversation that we'll have. And Mamtinyani on Twitter says, "Yo, I did it hoping that we'd get back together, but he still doesn't want me." So some people have intentions, but unfortunately, those intentions really don't come about because breakup sex can mean something totally different. So I'm interested in your experiences as well. Give me a call, 011-883-0702, or you can WhatsApp voice note me on 072-702-1702. If you prefer to send us an SMS, you can also do that on 31702.
Clement Magnatella, weekday mornings, 9 to 12.
All right, let me invite to this conversation Dr. Elna Rudolph, who's a sexologist and clinical head at My Sexual Health. Dr. Rudolph, good morning. Thank you for your time.
Great to be with you guys.
Let's start here. Why do we want to have breakup sex for people that want to do that?
You know, Clement, I just caught a little bit of your introduction and I heard that you spoke about judgment. And the thing is, what we always like to do from the outside is to judge why a person is doing something. You know, and if you judge, you go, it's black or white and it's right or wrong. And if we say, why are people doing it? From our side, there is always judgment on that. So in my practice, I often have the opportunity to speak to a person for a whole hour. And after that, you kind of get an idea of why a person is doing that, because the why will be different for every person. You know, for some people might just be completely comfortable with casual sex and their ex-partner is just as casual as any other partner. And for other people, the breakup sex might be a desperate way of trying to keep that partner. It might be a form of revenge. It might just be that they are struggling to cope and that it's just giving, it's like getting a hug almost, you know, just making life a little bit easier for them. But in the long run, it might complicate it. So there are so many different reasons why people are doing it.
And, you know, Musa on Twitter says, "I think that's a terrible idea because it directly contradicts the idea of breaking up. You can't have me. You can't have, you know, the cake and eat it. Choose one. It's either you break up or you continue being in a relationship and having sex." But Dr. Rudolph, as you say, it's different things for different people. There are some people who will argue that, oh, breakup sex actually gives both couple closure, both couples closure. Is that the case? And I want us to look at maybe the so-called positive aspects, if they are, of breakup sex. And then we'll look at the bad things that we have to consider about breakup sex. Do we have available research or have we done enough work to understand that breakup sex can actually give couples some closure?
Look, if there's research, it is European and American, and I don't think that we can apply that to our context in South Africa necessarily. But I think, you know, there's different stages of breakup sex. And let's say these people really love each other, but they are bad for each other for whatever reason it is, and they decide to split up. there are people like that, you know, that, and they keep on loving each other for the rest of their lives. And now, for the last time, they make love, but they still split up. It doesn't make sense to all of us. But, you know that kind of thing might be a beautiful end to this. And they go on not leaving this relationship in a distasteful way. Whereas for other people, breakup sex might mean that they broke up like 18 months ago, but they are still having sex. So it depends on who you are talking about here. And I think you always have to consider the power dynamics, because from a therapy perspective, I would want to know who wants this, because there's probably one that is pushing for it, you know, or that is more flirty, and there's one that is giving it a little bit more reluctantly. And what are the reasons for the push, and what are the reasons for the reluctance? And, you know, when with sex, you always have to check these power dynamics. You obviously want two equal people to consent to something equally. Then you have a good scenario. Whereas, you know, there's a power difference. It's always worrying to me. So I would want to go and explore those things. But if both of them are okay with it, who are we to judge?
There are people who believe that you'll have positive memories of the relationship when you have breakup sex.
Yes, I think, you know, it might be like that, especially if there were lots of negative connotations, and you think that this one sexual act will now end things off nicely. I think it's a little bit of a fairy tale idea. The chances that that one act will now reverse everything that caused you to break up, I think it's quite unlikely. And I think it's more likely that that act can traumatize you even further, you know, that you had this yearning. And, you know, people, it's so easy to go back and have sex with your ex. You know, it's so easy. I think if you're going to ask your listeners how many people have done that, it is really not that difficult, because we tend to go for what we know. And
it's better the devil you know, hey?
Yes, exactly. There's a small part of your heart sitting, let's say you see your ex now, because what happens is, like, people have to figure out who's going to get the couch and who's going to get the cutlery, so they see each other again. And then there was a spark. At some point, there was a spark there, and then you just see this strange kind of reconnection, and often people end up in bed together then again. And they might be having fun in the moment, but usually there's a lot of regret about that afterwards. But then again, people should also not judge themselves too much. You know, they must tell themselves, look, I have made my decision. This was probably a mistake. It doesn't mean that I have to keep on making mistakes now going forward. I can end it here now. That is also a possibility.
What about the past, you know, sexual trauma then? Is it possible that one, you know, can move on because the ex is the only person and that they trust? I mean, you've mentioned there that it's sometimes there are a lot of people that have gone back to their exes to have sex with them. And because maybe they think it's better, you know, like I said previously, the devil you know. And I wonder if you have gone through so much with that person, and it's been a traumatic experience for you, and you still go to bed with them, and it must then also be like a very sexually fulfilling experience, and you must be into it. So what happens? Like, do you put those traumas behind you, and then you focus on the act because you need maybe that sexual relief, or how does it work in instances where the breakup was actually quite bad?
There are so many layers to what you are saying there now. The first layer might be, like, we know that women would often go back to their abusers. She's reported him to the police, and a week later she's living with him again. So even a woman might go back to people who were even sexually abusive, because there is something that they are yearning for there. Women might feel that I don't deserve anybody else. Or let's say I was abused in my past as a child, and then this person stuck with me, and we kind of figured it out, and I'm actually kind of broken, but this person knows how to push the right button, so nobody else will ever be able to do that, so I'll have to go back to them. Guys might feel that this, what I often see in relationships is that women tell guys that they are not good enough. You know, they're not performing, they're not giving enough rounds, whatever the case might be. And then they start believing that they can't find somebody better and that it will only be this one woman. Or they yearn to impress this one woman and they will go back and try and impress them. There are so many different scenarios that can happen, and most of these people don't end up in therapy. But of course, if they do, we will go and explore those things and try and help them to get to something that is useful, because often these acts are not useful. You know, the belief that you don't deserve anything better is not useful. So we try and get that person to the belief that they are okay on their own and that there is something better waiting in their future, for instance.
Mm. So I'm getting some reaction on Twitter from our listeners and on our SMS line and our WhatsApp messages, and I'll be taking some calls, but I also I also want to read some of the SMSs and WhatsApp messages that I'm getting here. On Twitter, Uncle Bay says, "Yo, I have done it before. The thing is, I'm still very good friends with my ex and we share friends. So it's very complicated. It's very complicated. Given a chance, I will do it again." And then Nkabele on Twitter says, "I don't do it. Closure for what? It's a no for me." It means Nkabele there is not a big fan. And then our SMS line on 31702, someone says, "Clement, I went back to my ex after a miserable experience, some getting engaged while we were dating, you know, some impregnated and makeup sex with my ex. We are now engaged, you know, so this person used to go back to the ex." For sex, and now they're actually engaged. And then on our WhatsApp line, I've got this message here. It's unsigned, and someone says, "Hi Clement, breakup sex, well, mostly never a good idea. There is an imbalance of power dynamic when a couple has to have that breakup sex. One person wants to let go, one wants to hold on. The person who's heartbroken would really want to get back together. The one who wants to break up has more power and has sex because it is available. Romantic relationships are intrinsically addictive. So when an attachment is severed, the natural reaction of withdrawal is obsession, craving, and pain. It is not likely to reignite an interest. It might temporarily satisfy your emotional pain and craving for contact. But breakup sex does not give you closure." Does it matter, Dr. Elder? Yeah, well said. Hey, does it matter who also proposes the idea of breakup sex? Because you've also spoken earlier about those power dynamics that exist as well. And I'm just wondering, because sometimes then I'm thinking, you know, okay, maybe the person who wants the breakup would be the one that maybe wants the breakup sex because of the power dynamics. But then what I'm getting from this is, even the person who is probably also heartbroken because of the breakup may actually be the one that says, "I need this breakup sex because maybe for closure, or maybe because I'm holding on and I'm hoping something may come out of this."
Yes. Yeah, they think that they will find some healing in that sex, but in reality, it will probably hurt them even more. So the first message that you read there, see, that guy, he's perfectly fine. I'm not sure whether his partner is also perfectly fine with the sex, because she might be the one that's actually still yearning to be in that relationship, and she hopes that every time that they've had sex, maybe they'll get back together. Maybe not. Maybe she's also perfectly fine with it, and they can go on. But that girl who, or that guy who yearns to be with that person and keeps on hoping that maybe this time he's going to accept me, there it is certainly problematic.
Let's take
and
some.
And in therapy.
Go ahead, Dr.
In therapy, we will explore that. You know, we will go, because there's this fine line between going gunning for what you want kind of thing. You know, we are also completely cool about that. If you really want this, you keep on going. Or then in a relationship, sometimes somebody else just needs to help you to get to the realization that you actually have to let go now. You are hurting yourself by not letting go.
All right, let's take some calls, Dr. Rudolph. I've got Graham who's calling us from North Riding. Hey, Graham.
Hi, Clement. How are you doing?
Sharp, sharp. Have you gone back to your ex for sex?
So the thing is, you know, people break up for various reasons. But there's always that one thing that will bring them back together. And if the sex was good, if the sex was amazing, there's a 90% chance that the male or the female is going to fall back in the egg just for the sex with no strings attached.
Yeah, so you go back because the sex was that great?
Just for the sex, that's all. No strings attached, nothing else, until you find a partner. If your ex gave you good sex, you're going to always go back to your ex until you find another partner.
So when you find a partner then, Graham, and the partner doesn't give you the sex as best as your ex used to, then how do you then deal with that?
So that's where the learning comes in, and you teach me how to explore your body, and I'll teach you how to explore my body.
Yeah. All right, Graham, thank you so much for that call. Dr. Rudolph, Graham says, well, I can go back because the sex was great, but then I'm wondering, what about that emotional attachment? Is it possible really to have that great sex, but you're not emotionally invested with this person you were with for, say, even 6, 3 years, whatever, how long you've been together for?
You know, I think that there are people who get together purely because of a very intense sexual attraction. And they never really develop too much of an emotional bond. They don't really hurt each other too much. And they just realize that this relationship won't work, but we're having great sex. And those kind of people, it might be easier for them to just go on and have casual sex. And, you know, the emotional things about, okay, now you've been my go-to person for the last year or two. Oh, and now you find somebody that you actually love and respect, and now you don't want to come to me for sex anymore. How are we dealing with that? You know, there might be some issues around that, and very few people are actually mature enough, I think, to be able to manage that. But if you are, and if you keep on communicating, and if you keep on making sure, checking in with the other person that, you know, they're still okay with this, and this is what they actually really want to do, then it's fine. You know, you're adults. And we also have to remember that for many people, sex is a deeply spiritual experience, and they attach the way that they have sex to their spirituality. And, you know, then that would put a completely different take on things, because, you know, it might not be allowed, for instance, to go back to an ex-partner. So every person is different.
Good day, Clement. Absolutely love the show. Love this topic specifically. Let's just say, once in your life, you must definitely have that kind of sex. It's something out of this world. It's like you just breaking your virginity. It's like a different kind of washing machine. It's quick. It's fast. It's like, jungle, quick. And you're like, what just happened? Why did we not have this all along?
So Dr. Rudolph is like, people have actually reserved some of their talents for after the breakup, because, I mean, how did I not know that it could be this good? Why only now, when we've broken up?
Yes, no, and now I think some of your listeners might think, ooh, maybe I need to break up to be able to experience the best sex of my life. But, you know, you can role play that in your relationship. You can pretend that we broke up and that you see each other again at some function, and that spark is there again, and you bring back that chemistry. You know, now in lockdown, with us being stuck in the same space all the time, we are not able to go out and experience lots of different exciting things. Fantasy becomes such an important thing in our sex lives. So rather than actually breaking up and trying to experience what your listener spoke about right now, you can live out that kind of fantasy in your relationship.
Let me take another call from Lucky in Pretoria. Hello, Lucky.
Hello.
Sure, Lucky. How are you doing? Hey, Lucky. We can hear you. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying with me, the experience was that I used to go there just for it, only for it. But then I don't know what happened, and now we're engaged and everything. It's perfect. It's heaven, eh? I don't know how we didn't see this at first. We had to see it only when we broke up. So I don't know. The makeup sex actually made
it does things. It did the things. But is it not because maybe, like, you guys were not, like, you know, sometimes, you know, we will tell people, oh, yeah, we broke up, and they're like, okay, how long has it been? And you said, no, we broke up yesterday. Like, ah, no, that's not a breakup. And then they actually call a breakup when you have broken up, it's for like 6 months. 6 months. If you have broken up for 6 months and they're like, now that's a breakup. So how long were you guys separated for before you did this breakup sex and came back together?
It was for 3 years, 2014, and then everything went back 2017.
You're lucky. Okay.
Well, like, you were meant for each other, lucky. That's all that I can say.
Yeah. You and
Wanda. And I'm glad the makeup actually made us realize that we were meant for each other.
All right.
Yes,
lucky.
That's right, man.
Thank you for sharing your experience with us, Lucky from Pretoria. So, it seems with other people, it's actually worked wonders for them. I've got an SMS here, Dr. Rudolf, that I want to read. It came through on 072-702-1702. Hi, Clement. Great show, buddy. I came up with the idea of breakup sex, but the lady was reluctant. I insisted on a weekend to celebrate that, and she succumbed to the pressure. It was great, I must admit. Guess what? The 2.5 years baby is growing up, and the lady doesn't want to see me anymore. She hates me to death now and doesn't want me to see my daughter. Now they tried this. There was a baby in the making, and then now there's issues around parenting.
Look, Kent, I'm so glad that we brought up this subject now, because I was thinking about it earlier.
Mm.
It's the thing about contraception also. If you are in a regular, in a relationship, then the woman tends to take the responsibility for the contraception. She's taking something reliable. You tend to not use condoms because you're in a relationship. Now you break up. She goes off her contraception because, you know, she's single. Then you're used to coming back together and without a condom. I mean, you never had sex with a condom, or for a long time you never used a condom. Now you come back together and you have unprotected sex. And, you know, that short period of pleasure can result in an unintended and really an unwanted pregnancy, and with literally lifelong consequences. So that is something that people often don't keep in mind, to actually go and renegotiate family planning when you go back to your partner. You know, are you still on something? Am I going to use a condom? And then remember, when with breakup sex, it's not to say that both of those people had not been having sex with other people also. So then you have to make sure that you're safe. And that we have often seen, that people actually pick up something from their ex-partners because now there's been other people involved as well, and they think that the partner is safe just because they go back to what they were used to. So that is very, very, very serious.
All right, Dr. I'm going to take some headlines now with Tara Penny, and then we'll come back to this conversations. Also, I see your calls coming through. I'll take them after the news with Tara. Also, if you have questions for Dr. Rudolf, call us and ask your question. 011-883-0702.
Clement Mangatela. Know, live, transform. This is 702.
25 minutes before 12 o'clock, this is the final half hour of the show. We're talking breakup sex. Have you tried it? Have you done it? Was it a bad or a good idea? We got a message earlier from someone who says, we did it, there was a baby, and then now I'm not being allowed to see a baby. And I've got Dr. Elna Rudolph, who is a sexologist and clinical head at My Sexual Health. So you can call in with your experience or ask the doctor any question. Let's go to Temba in Kwatema. Temba, hi.
Hi, Clement. How are you there?
Sharp, man. What question do you have for Dr. Rudolph?
Good, man. Okay, so, Clement, I love the topic. I couldn't help but love it, right? But I'm having an internal conflict here, because I hear you guys talking about breakup sex and you finding closure. And I'm asking myself a question here, and maybe Dr. Rudolph will assist with this one, whereby are we not perhaps trying to run away from the actual talking and coming to terms with our feelings after the breakup, and we use breakup sex as a means to deal with whatever just happened? And the second part of my question is, how do you then prepare yourself for a breakup? Is there a point in life when you know that it's going to happen, and how can you best prepare yourself for one?
All right. Thanks, Temba. Dr. Rudolph?
Wow, what great questions those are. And yes, I think the first part of the question was us, as we tend to do that in relationships all the time. We don't know how to communicate properly, and then we just use sex to fix things, you know. So we do makeup sex also. Something terrible goes wrong in a relationship, and then we have makeup sex. So it's not too bad, you know. I think that is one of the purposes of sex in a relationship, to bring us back together. But you cannot do that at the expense of communication. At some point, you need to go and sit and really talk about what happened there and about the feelings involved and about a kind of a management plan going forward. So if sex was your coping mechanism with any kind of conflict in your relationship before you broke up, then you are, of course, more likely to go back to break up sex afterwards. And is it important to talk it out with that person? I think it is great if you can. You know, if both of you can sit and talk and come to a decision together and say, listen, we're going to end this because we're not good for each other because of A, B, C. Mm. Great. But the reality is most relationships don't end like that. You know, people end relationships and they don't talk to each other. And then you will have to go and talk to a friend, somebody that loves you, that can help you through this, or if you have to a professional that can help you deal with the emotions, because sometimes there are unresolved emotions that can linger for years. I can't tell you how often I'm talking to people who tell me, this relationship I'm in now is great. I'm attracted to my partner. There's nothing wrong with the relationship, but I still suffer from a low libido, or I can't have an erection because I never dealt with this thing from the past. And then the second part of the question is, how do you prepare for a breakup? I don't think we ever, you know, you don't want to set yourself up for failure ever. Yeah. You rather work hard at making it work, and then it depends on how difficult this breakup is going to be. You know, if there's kids involved, if there's a lot of money involved, and you're going to fight each other, you pay money to get a proper mediator to help you guys to sort things out. But still, then that doesn't deal with the emotions, and I think that therapy afterwards is necessary for many people, because we are severely traumatized. The person that we love most hurt us, and it is difficult for many people to overcome. If you're never really emotionally attached to that person, it's a different thing, but most of us do.
Yeah. Let me take another call. NT is calling us from Midrand. Hi, NT.
Hi, Chairman. How are you?
Good, thank you.
So my boyfriend and I recently broke up, and I suggested breakup. So my boyfriend and I generally had very good sex, but for some reason, after the breakup, the sex was phenomenally out of this world. So, and I've been reflecting on that. So, and I'm wondering, is it because I gave it my all, in a sense that I was doing it in a way that I felt as though I'm doing it for the last time? I'm just trying to get clarity on that, and I'm just wondering if it's going to be difficult for me going forward to handle. I don't know.
Dr. Rudolph?
Oh, Envy, I'd love to spend an hour talking to you now about, you know, why it is that you asked him for it in the first place, and what it is that you were looking for there. And then I would like to explore your sexual arousal template, because there is something there. I think that it might have been like it's like a little bit naughty or a little bit dangerous to be having sex with somebody that you're not supposed to actually anymore, because it's now not your partner, or, you know, so something chemically, as a doctor, I would think that there is something chemically in your brain that was triggered by the fact that the scenario was just different. And, you know, we try to teach couples this on a daily basis. How can you, with your normal sex at home, with your normal partner, do something different that makes it exciting to put some eroticism in it? So I think the change in the relationship dynamic added some eroticism to it for you, and that's why you know, why it was so amazing. So just going forward, I want to tell you that, you know, you weren't bewitched by that sex or something. It was just that it was particularly kinky because of the situation. And I would, if you love the person and you actually want you guys to be together and you want to make it work, by all means, you can go back. But I wouldn't go back for that chemical kick because, well, I wouldn't advise it because I don't think that you will keep on reproducing that. You know, the moment that you guys go back into a relationship, that chemical kick will probably not be there. Mm. And I'm saying chemical, but it's not. It's a brain chemical that gave you that kick, I think. It's very interesting.
Mm. All right. NT, does that answer your question?
It does. Thank you so much, Doctor.
All right. Thank you, NT, calling us there from Midrand. Thabo, you're in Protea Glen. Hi.
Hey, good day. How are you?
Sharp, sharp, Tubos.
Yeah, Dad, my story is short because of the time. I married my tertiary sweetheart. That was 4 years ago. Mm. And while I was married, I met this other woman. And we had a one-night stand with her. Mm. The sex was so good. Mm. And we continued having an affair on the side while I was still married until I decided to leave the marriage because of her. Mm. I divorced, I left everything. We didn't even go for a contest. I told my ex-wife, you take the house, you take the car. Oh. I'm just living with my bag.
Double.
I left with a bag.
Yeah.
I started a new life with this woman. I paid Lobola last year, July. Mm. I'm getting married after this lockdown.
Uma, get up.
Because of that. I'm not lying to you. I will send you the picture when I was taking Lobola.
Okay. Dr. Rudolph, how do you respond to that? I mean, Thabo left with a bag, Dr. Rudolph. Thabo clearly was so hooked.
Yes, true love. I hear that. Look, it happens. It happens in life. It happens that people choose somebody and they think that it's the perfect person for them and then they change their minds. It happens all the time. And, you know, obviously we would love to live in a world where people find one partner and are perfectly happy their whole lives. But the reality is that it doesn't work like that. Life happens. Mm. And we have to deal with it as respectfully as we possibly can, you know, and obviously try and avoid hurting people unnecessarily. And yes, I mean, I can't. It sounds like he wants to be congratulated there, and that he's very happy, and I'm very, very happy for him that it's like that. And often, you know, especially if relationships didn't last too long and there's not too much entanglement like there, you know, he just left everything and felt like he can start afresh. Maybe the hurt wasn't that much that was caused, and it is okay. Who knows?
And maybe there were just things also just underlying factors that were well in the marriage.
Yes. And it's not necessarily just that. You never know another person's story.
Yeah, Thabo, thanks for your call in, Protea Glen. Doctor, I've got an SMS here. Someone says, hi, Clement, please keep me anonymous. I am married for 2 years now. I also have the best sex with my wife, and I have a beautiful three-year-old, but I seem to not be able to forget my ex and the sex that we had. But I'm constantly getting dreams about her. Can Dr. Rudolph say if it is an emotional attachment that I have, or is it lust, or am I struggling with closure?
Very interesting. Again, there, I'd love an hour conversation to go and explore that, and it will probably be a few hours. You know, on the one hand, if you experience real passion in your life, do you really have to put that completely out of your brain? Even if you have found another partner and you really love them and you've got kids together, the fact that you had this wonderful experience with this other person, and even if everything wasn't wonderful, you remember the wonderful parts. You remember that amazing excitement. Like, if I think now I've been on a hot air balloon in the Arizona desert, I'll always remember that, you know? So if you've had sex that's like that, you might remember it. And your brain has probably, look, and again, if you are spiritual, you spiritually connected to this person on some level probably. And I think that there might be some unresolved issues, like this was the person that always made you feel so good about yourself, for instance, and that's why you keep on yearning for that, because it's not actually the person that you're yearning for. You're yearning for that feeling that was created by this person in your life, or you're just plain yearning for that amazing sex. Because the reality is, the kind of person that we choose as a life partner to have kids with and to build a life with, it's usually somebody that's quite safe, because, you know, that's a good partner, somebody that you can trust and that's safe. But a safe person is not necessarily the most exciting person to have off the chart sex with, which this ex-partner might have been. You know, why are you not together anymore? They might not have been safe. And I mean, I'm using the word safe now in terms of emotional state. So, yes, it's interesting. I think that you're yearning for some emotions that were attached to that ex-partner, but don't be hard on yourself about it, you know? It's just there, and just be, it's great that you're curious about it, but just accept it, that is what it is, and it doesn't not mean that you have to go back to them, but because going back to them will probably just complicate your life to an extent that you will regret in the end.
Hey Clement, Prinia, I'm also in a breakup sex relationship, but it doesn't seem to be working out for me. The reason I'm with this person is because, I want him back because, like, I'm not over the person. So we, like, agreed on having that, but then it's not working out. It's...
Dr. Rudolph, I think so her intentions then, I mean, she sounds so frustrated there, but is that not the wrong intention though, to have breakup sex with the hope that that's going to somehow, you know, enlighten things again and bring us back together? Because then you'll be that frustrated, you know, because because what I was getting from the other messages that we were reading earlier is that people go back because the sex was incredible. But in this case, you're doing it because you're hoping maybe we'll be back together.
Yes. And you know what? I mean, I don't want to judge her because there's reasons. But the idea behind that, I have to give my sexual self to you in order for you to hopefully accept my full self. It's just something that doesn't sit well with me, you know, that if you share your sexual self out of a strong place and you're happy to do that, it's okay. But in the hope that he will then hopefully accept all of you, that sounds really, it just makes me sad. And so what my advice would be to you is get some girls around you, some strong women, some women that you look up to, and you tell them that, listen, girls, I need to get over this guy. He's not paying me the respect that I deserve, and please help me, and let those girls talk you out of it. You know, I think get your emotional support, get your kick, get your healing from a supportive women and men. There might be some men in your life that can also offer this kind of support, so that you don't go, because there's something in your heart that's yearning to be healed, and you think that you'll heal it through that sex, but he's quite likely to keep on hurting you, I would guess. I'm generalizing now.
There's an SMS here. Someone says, I sometimes think about my ex who took away my virginity while I'm having sex with my current partner, and I'm able to come.
So, in our brains, there is this specific spot for your first sexual experience. It is amazing, Kevin. You must hear when I talk to women about their sex lives and to men, how much emphasis, how much value they attach to that first sexual experience. And women tend to, like, keep their virginities for a long time. We are taught in almost all the cultures in South Africa to really value that. And then when you share it, you attach a lot of value to that. And you probably share it with somebody that you feel is worth it. And, you know, this guy that you've been in love with for a long time, and that it's great if it happens like that. Obviously, for many girls, it doesn't happen like that. It happens without them thinking enough about it and or proper consent or something. But I think this girl, you know, she was probably very in love with this guy, and she attached a lot of meaning to that. So that's one part. The second part is, Many women go somewhere else in their brains when they have to have their orgasm. It's normal. Your brain is your strongest sex organ. You do have your clitoris that's very sensitive, and about 1 in 3 women can orgasm just through normal penetration. Mm. But you need your brain to orgasm. So women go, and men, go somewhere else in their brains when they're actually at that point where they reach their orgasm. It's fantastic if you can be with your lover and whatever is happening in the act is erotic enough that you can have your orgasm. But people go somewhere else all the time. So in this girl's case, it just happens to be that first lover. I think it's pretty normal.
Dr. Rudolph, it's very complex, and I suppose it's painful for a partner to also accept. And again, I suppose it's a conversation about not being selfish, because end of the day, both of us need to be satisfied when we are having sex.
That is something you don't tell your partner.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be very, very, very mature.
Okay.
Communicating about sex very openly, and not have a jealous partner to be able to share that with your partner. Because obviously, almost every single partner in this country will feel very cheated by that. You know, so fantasies are kinky to be shared if the other person will also find it kinky. But if otherwise, fantasies are not to be shared, because your partner is often completely freaked out by that fantasy because it makes things feel like they are not good enough, many things can be attached to that. So generally, people won't tell their partners that they're thinking about their ex when they climax. That would be a disaster.
Someone is asking here, hi Clement, am I getting it wrong here? Is breakup sex not when the breakup just happened, when we're going our separate ways and then it happens, or can it still be breakup sex months after the breakup?
I guess, you know what, we're going to have the World Conference for Sexual Health in South Africa next year, and we wanted to do a dictionary in all the different African languages, you know, so I think we can define breakup sex in this dictionary, because, yes, I agree. I mean, when I heard we're going to talk about breakup sex, that's what I thought, that, okay, yes, we know we're going to break up now, let's just make love one last time or have fun together one last time. And as you also asked one of the previous listeners, you know, are we talking 6 months? Are we talking 3 months, 3 years? What are we talking to? I guess the definition is a bit vague at this stage.
Mm. You mentioned earlier, Doctor, about communication, that sometimes, you know, people decide to use sex as their way of communication. There's a fight and then they have sex and it's makeup sex.
Mm.
Or there's a breakup and then they have sex because somehow it's supposed to help in resolving whatever issue is existing at the time. But what if sex is part of my communication as an individual? Having sex with my partner when I'm unhappy is one of the ways that helps, because then the steam is off. And then afterwards, we're able to have a rational conversation. And maybe before, we were very angry. We were shouting at each other. But somehow after the sex, we're able to calm down and we're able to have a rational, good conversation about the challenges.
No, great. You know, so this guy's basically describing sex being his love language. You can see it like that. Mm-hmm. So if his partner is also the same, so they then use the sex to connect and then they can go and communicate afterwards, fantastic. But what often happens is we choose partners who have a completely different love language. So now what you're saying is that, okay, I'm born Zulu and I don't speak any English. Now I've got an English partner, but sorry, my dear, I'm just going to speak Zulu to you. I'm never, ever, 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 ever going to learn a word of English. Mm. So I won't understand what you say and you won't understand what I say. I mean, very simplistic explanation, but, you know, if you are just going to address something difficult in your situation through the language that you know, which might be sex, and you never want to talk the other person's language, you are going to run into trouble. So it might not be comfortable for you. I mean, I'm speaking about sex in my second language here now. It's not the most comfortable, but you know, you have to learn to do that in order to make this relationship work. So fine. And your partner, if they're not that way inclined, they don't really think that sex fixes things, but they might still be happy to have the sex with you because they know that after that you will reciprocate and have the conversation that they might need, or spend a long time together, or give them the words of affirmation that they need, or whatever it is that they then need to feel that this has been resolved. Because what often happens is that the partner that needs the sex to resolve this, they have the sex and, you know, 10 minutes later they think, ah, resolved. Whereas the person that needs the conversation then is left hanging, you know.
Yeah.
So you do need to learn the other one's language as well.
Yeah. Dr. Rudolph, this has been so helpful. Thank you so much for coming through and joining us for this conversation.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Have a great day. Dr. Elna Rudolph is a sexologist and clinical head at My Sexual Health. And I'll close this conversation with this tweet from Ntumbuluko, who says, Clement, I had breakup sex with my ex. We spent a weekend long before the week of her wedding. And I guess it was incredible madness. 7 years later, she has not found closure. But because she's now married, I cannot do it again in respect of her husband.
Business during uncertain times.